there. This is Roz Friedman. I'm in Connecticut. I'm with WMNR 88.1 FM on a program called The Theater Circuit, where I review plays in Connecticut and on Broadway and off-Broadway and anywhere else that I can find them. And I'm pleased to be on Dave Lefkowitz's radio program, Dave's Gone By, on UNC Radio.
On the 10th annual Total Theater Tony Show, very happy to be talking to numbers of critics about all the different Tony Award nomination categories for this season. We're going all the way to Connecticut now for someone who reviews theater both there and in Manhattan. She's Roz Friedman. She's been on the program a bunch of times. You can hear her even more often on radio station WMNR FM 88.1 in Connecticut, which also streams at WMNR.org, and you can even read her reviews there as well. But now we can hear her over the phone. She's Roz Friedman, and we welcome her. Hello, Roz.
Hi, David. Congratulations. 10 years. I can't believe it.
I know. A decade's worth of these special programs, and I'm as excited about this one as I've been about any of the others. And I'm excited to have you with us talking about Best Performance by an Actress in a Featured Role in a Play. I'll read them off for you. Sarah Green in The Cripple of Inishmon, Celia Keenan-Bolger in The Glass Menagerie, Sophie Okonedo, Raisin in the Sun, another Raisin in the Sun person, Anika Noni Rose, and then Mare Winningham for Harvey Fierstein's play Casa Valentina. Roz Friedman, your thoughts on who you think will win and whom you hope will win?
Well, it's a very good question. I have reviewed them very seriously. All of these women really deserve an award because they did beautiful work. Now, I just want to add, the Out of Critics Circle gave this award to Andrea Martin from Act One, and I thought she was fabulous. But we have to deal with what we have to deal with here on the Tonys. Celia Keenan-Bolger, as Laura, did a very, very nice job.
Mm-hmm.
It's a role that we've seen over and over again. It didn't establish anything new for me. I thought the two women, Sophie Okonedo and Anika Noni Rose, were just wonderful in A Raisin in the Sun. I thought Sophie Okonedo was a very interesting actress from England,
mm-hmm.
and she played a very difficult role because she was the wife in a difficult marriage. She was a mother of a young son, and she's a daughter-in-law, and she's under stress during the entire show. And she had to develop this. So watching her in that, I thought she did a beautiful job. Anika Noni Rose as Benicia, the young girl in the show, did a very good job too. I don't think it's quite as dramatic and difficult a role. And finally, there are two women here that are competing in my mind. Sarah Green, who plays Helen in The Cripple of Inishmon. She's a redhead, she's very pretty, and she's a wow. Her performance is sort of a wow performance. She's angry, she's bitter, and at the end, she accepts the cripple of Inishmon as her lover, which is highly unexpected.
I don't know if she's him as a lover, but as at least someone she'll kiss and fool around with a little bit, until he coughs himself to death. Anyway, so that's Sarah Green in Cripple of Inishmon. What about Mare Winningham in Casa Valentina?
Which is a very solid performance. Very interesting play, unusual, very unique. She does a lovely job. I'm tending to feel that Sophie Okonedo should really get the award.
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
I, because of her, the demands of the part and the way she develops it, very subtly, very subtle.
Do you think she'll win?
So, I think she will.
Okay, and you want her to win?
I do want her to win.
Cool. By the way, we're talking with Roz Friedman, Connecticut critic here on the Tony Show. Now, let's move towards Connecticut, especially since one show that is getting probably the most talk of all of the whole season is A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It seems to be the favorite for Best Musical, although Beautiful has a lot of supporters as well. But you have a special kind of take on that musical. What is it?
Well, I'm very pleased to say that it began at the Hartford Stage under the direction of their artistic director, Darko Trejnak. He assembled this wonderful cast with Jefferson Mays as the head of the cast, but also a newcomer, Bryce Pinkham. And he is a real surprise in this show as well. They do a beautiful job together, and the entire cast, every single one of them is just stellar. And Darko brought them all to New York. This is when we were very excited because they won our way to Connecticut last year, and we all said, this has got to go to Broadway. And it did.
And it did. Thanks a lot also to New York Times critic Charles Isherwood, who saw it out of town, saw it in Connecticut, and said, oh my gosh, this is really one of the cleverer, smarter, wittier pieces of musical theater that we've had in a while. So, you know, a little bit of kudos to him, too.
Well, you know, it's an original score, whereas Beautiful, I love the show Beautiful, but obviously it's not as an original score. I mean, the music is from Carole King.
Right.
You know that. This is original in every single way, Gentleman's Guide. I thought it was delightful when I saw it in Connecticut, and I saw it again in New York and loved it even more. And I thought the fact that he brought the entire cast with him spoke a lot for this director, the philosophy that they had. So anyway, I really hope it wins everything.
Now, I'd also like to take a moment or two to remind people that Roz is on the Connecticut Critics Circle. And as well as the Avid Critics Circle and some other organizations, and that you reviewed not only New York theater, but Connecticut too. So, what was the season like all year in Connecticut? Some highlights, major things that happened there?
I think they were spotty, but we had some highlights, and one that I want to talk about quickly is called Somewhere. It's a new play by Matthew Lopez, who won many awards for his original play, The Whipping Man.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote this for his aunt, Priscilla Lopez, who we know has been a star of many shows, won the Tony Award many years for A Chorus Line. It is such a delightful show. It's a really great play, and I'm hoping that comes to New York from the Hartford stage.
It's called Somewhere by Matthew Lopez?
Exactly.
And one other highlight of the Connecticut season for you?
Well, I would say that there is a musical, it's a rip-off. It was a rip-off of Much Ado About Nothing. It was presented at the Yale Repertory Theater. It's called These Paper Bullets. Mm. It was a lot of fun, very cleverly done. And I don't know if it's going to have a future, but we have to see about that.
Cool.
Those are the two.
And let me ask, last question for Roz Friedman is, of the season in New York as a whole, both on and off Broadway, what was your favorite overall?
Well, let's set aside
Gentleman's Guide. Yeah.
I would say that Beautiful was totally enjoyable.
Okay.
In every way. And I loved The Star. I thought Jesse Mueller did an absolutely wonderful job playing the piano, accompanying herself, acting musically. I thought her challenges were the greatest of the season. And I thought she did a beautiful job.
Well, you have done a beautiful job, Roz Friedman, discussing Connecticut Theater and New York Theater. Where are you going to be on Tony Night? You're going to be parked in front of the TV, watching?
Well, my son, Roger Friedman, has a wonderful column called Shelters411.com. He goes to the Tonys every year, and he likes me to come with him. So I may do that. I may be at the Tonys or in my PJs watching it on television.
Which would you prefer?
I like to watch in my bed. It's much more comfortable.
I know. Well, either way, I hope you delight in the Tonys, as we all do, and it's been a delight having you with us once again, Roz Friedman. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, David. Thank you.